Вариант 8. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board the plane from Hong Kong to San Francisco. We are now 3rd in line for takeoff and are expected to be in the air in about 7 minutes. We ask you to fasten your seat belts and put all baggage under your seat or in the overhead compartments. We also ask to keep your seats and table trays in the upright position for takeoff. Please turn off all personal electronic devices, including laptops and cell phones. Smoking is prohibited for the duration of the flight.
Text B.
Hi Don, it's Lisa calling. It's a pity you couldn't come to Steve's birthday party on Saturday. We had a great time. He had a great DJ, who played all the latest hits and some classic rock songs too. And the birthday cake. Do you remember the one last year? It was in the shape of a guitar. This time, it was an ice cream cake in the shape of a motorcycle. Well, you know Steve, he's always full of surprises. I wonder what he is going to arrange next year. A spaceship? I hope you'll be able to come next time.
Text C.
Hi, Susie. I've heard you're going to Nepal with your parents. Lucky you are. When exactly are you going?
Well, Max, we haven't decided yet. Mom can't choose between the weather and low season. You see, if we go there in April, we'll meet fewer tourists. But if we go in summer, say in August, we'll have better weather.
Well, if I were you, I would prefer to avoid crowds of tourists and go there out of season. Are you going to fly there?
I think so. It's really a long way from here. Flying will be much quicker.
As for my family, we prefer to drive over land. Dad is an excellent driver, and while traveling by car, we can stop anywhere and see a lot of interesting places.
Yes, but it's going to take weeks to get there by car. And my parents haven't got the time. We'd rather rent a car when we get to the place.
Text D.
What are your plans for today, Fred? It's terribly hot. Let's go to the swimming pool.
No, Anne, not the swimming pool again. If you want to swim, let's go to the sea.
Swimming in the sea is for you. You swim like a dolphin. And what is left for me? Look at the waves. They are huge. Besides, yesterday I got sunburnt, and there are no tents on the beach to hide from the sun.
The waves are not so big. I'll be at your side to teach you swim. If you get tired, there is a nice cafe where you can rest in the shade and sip your favorite cocktail.
You know how to persuade me. Okay. Only if there is my favorite strawberry ice cream.
strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, any kind you like. You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board the plane from Hong Kong to San Francisco. We are now third in line for takeoff and are expected to be in the air in about 7 minutes. We ask you to fasten your seatbelts and put all baggage under your seat or in the overhead compartments. We also ask to keep your seats and table trays in the upright position for takeoff. Please turn off all personal electronic devices, including laptops and cell phones. Smoking is prohibited for the duration of the flight.
Text B.
Hi, Don. It's Lisa calling. It's a pity you couldn't come to Steve's birthday party on Saturday. We had a great time. He had a great DJ, who played all the latest hits and some classic rock songs too. And the birthday cake. Do you remember the one last year? It was in the shape of a guitar. This time, it was an ice cream cake in the shape of a motorcycle. Well, you know Steve. He's always full of surprises. I wonder what he is going to arrange next year. A spaceship? I hope you'll be able to come next time.
Text C.
Hi, Susie. I've heard you're going to Nepal with your parents. Lucky you are. When exactly are you going?
Well, Max, we haven't decided yet. Mom can't choose between the weather and low season. You see, if we go there in April, we'll meet fewer tourists. But if we go in summer, say in August, we'll have better weather.
Well, if I were you, I would prefer to avoid crowds of tourists and go there out of season. Are you going to fly there?
I think so. It's really a long way from here. Flying will be much quicker.
As for my family, we prefer to drive over land. Dad is an excellent driver, and while traveling by car, we can stop anywhere and see a lot of interesting places.
Yes, but it's going to take weeks to get there by car. And my parents haven't got the time. We'd rather rent a car when we get to the place.
Text D.
What are your plans for today, Fred? It's terribly hot. Let's go to the swimming pool.
No, Anne, not the swimming pool again. If you want to swim, let's go to the sea.
Swimming in the sea is for you. You swim like a dolphin. And what is left for me? Look at the waves. They are huge. Besides, yesterday I got sunburnt, and there are no tents on the beach to hide from the sun.
The waves are not so big. I'll be at your side to teach you swim. If you get tired, there is a nice cafe where you can rest in the shade and sip your favourite cocktail.
You know how to persuade me. Okay. Only if there is my favourite strawberry ice cream.
Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, any kind you like.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about the internet and social nets. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Chat rooms are great. You can talk to lots of people at the same time. You can exchange views and ideas without any fear to seem stupid or something like that. And you can make up so much about yourself. To tell the truth, I am a bit shy with new people in real life. In a chat room, everything is quite different. I find it so cool. I sometimes spend 2 or 3 hours chatting online.
Speaker B.
I've got a lot of internet boyfriends. They sometimes ask me out, but I just say no because I think they are all fake. Of course, I chat with them online and share some news, but I always keep in mind that it's all just a game. Some of my classmates tried internet dating and were totally disappointed. People in real life are often quite different from what they seem on the internet.
Speaker C. I find the internet really useful with my schoolwork and catching up with my friends. Plus, chat rooms are a great way of making friends in different countries. But I don't give out where I live, except maybe the city. Of course, I stay friendly, talk about common interests, but I never give out my name, my telephone number, my address, anything personal that would let people contact me anywhere except online. Speaker D.
I think the internet dating is a load of rubbish. How can you say you love someone when you don't even know them? I could say that I'm 14 when I'm really 40 or something. It's so stupid how some people can be so easily cheated. Face to face and eyes to eyes, that's quite different. In this case, you can feel a person you're talking to. However, some of my friends speak for the internet dating. I think they are just afraid of real-life contacts.
Speaker E.
What is wrong about the social nets? I'm sure that most people who use social discovery services just want to meet new people and have only good intentions. Other people use these services to find people they have lost contact with. My parents have found a lot of friends from their school and student life. Just don't spend all your time in the net, and that's all. You shouldn't be dependent on anything.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give us a short interview and share their opinion about the internet and social nets. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
Chat rooms are great. You can talk to lots of people at the same time. You can exchange views and ideas without any fear to seem stupid or something like that. And you can make up so much about yourself. To tell the truth, I am a bit shy with new people in real life. In a chat room, everything is quite different. I find it so cool. I sometimes spend 2 or 3 hours chatting online.
Speaker B.
I've got a lot of internet boyfriends. They sometimes ask me out, but I just say no because I think they are all fake. Of course, I chat with them online and share some news, but I always keep in mind that it's all just a game. Some of my classmates tried internet dating and were totally disappointed. People in real life are often quite different from what they seem on the internet.
Speaker C.
I find the internet really useful with my schoolwork and catching up with my friends. Plus, chat rooms are a great way of making friends in different countries. But I don't give out where I live, except maybe the city. Of course, I stay friendly, talk about common interests, but I never give out my name, my telephone number, my address, anything personal that would let people contact me anywhere except online. Speaker D.
I think the internet dating is a load of rubbish. How can you say you love someone when you don't even know them? I could say that I'm 14 when I'm really 40 or something. It's so stupid how some people can be so easily cheated. Face to face and eyes to eyes, that's quite different. In this case, you can feel a person you're talking to. However, some of my friends speak for the internet dating. I think they are just afraid of real life contacts.
Speaker E.
What is wrong about the social nets? I'm sure that most people who use social discovery services just want to meet new people and have only good intentions. Other people use these services to find people they have lost contact with. My parents have found a lot of friends from their school and student life. Just don't spend all your time in the net. And that's all. You shouldn't be dependent on anything.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. Вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Well, we won't take much of your time. First of all, let me thank you for your agreement to take part in our survey.
Okay, ask your questions. What is the first one? My name?
No, you don't need to give it. We just wanted to learn what teenagers think about TV. How old are you?
I celebrated my 16th birthday last Wednesday.
Congratulations. Was it a big celebration?
Actually not, as it was in the middle of the week. I just went to the nearest McDonald's with my friends and then...
Sorry to interrupt. Are you a fan of fast food? Burgers and all that stuff?
Why not? But my favorites are shrimp rolls.
I see. So what did you do after that?
Well, we went to the cinema. There was a new science fiction film on, but to tell the truth, we didn't like it.
Let's return to the topic of our survey. Do you or your friends watch TV?
Hardly ever. Maybe only during breakfast. My father enjoys listening to the news at that time. Frankly speaking, later during the day, he never turns the TV set on.
Does anybody else watch TV in your family? Is it the only TV set in your house?
Why? There's one in the kitchen, for my mother. Another one is in the living room. And the third one is in my grandparents' room. They are the main TV viewers. They watch everything, from soap operas to political talk shows. They give them topics for discussions with friends.
You said a TV set for your mother is in the kitchen. What do you mean? Is it the only place where she can watch anything?
No, no, she just uses it as a talking background while she's cooking.
And what about the TV set in the living room?
We prefer using it as a monitor or a screen to watch videos or films online. By the way, it's the only way I watch films at home. It's great to choose whatever I like and watch it on our huge TV panel.
What is your favorite genre?
I like detectives, comedies. My favorite art thrillers.
Do you usually watch films alone?
Sometimes my friends join me. Then we buy popcorn and pretend to be sitting in the cinema.
Well, a few more questions.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Well, we won't take much of your time. First of all, let me thank you for your agreement to take part in our survey.
Okay, ask your questions. What is the first one? My name?
No, you don't need to give it. We just wanted to learn what teenagers think about TV. How old are you?
I celebrated my 16th birthday last Wednesday.
Congratulations. Was it a big celebration?
Actually not, as it was in the middle of the week. I just went to the nearest McDonald's with my friends and then...
Sorry to interrupt. Are you a fan of fast food? Burgers and all that stuff?
Why not? But my favourites are shrimp rolls.
I see. So what did you do after that?
Well, we went to the cinema. There was a new science fiction film on. But to tell the truth, we didn't like it.
Let's return to the topic of our survey. Do you or your friends watch TV?
Hardly ever. Maybe only during breakfast. My father enjoys listening to the news at that time. Frankly speaking, later during the day, he never turns the TV set on.
Does anybody else watch TV in your family? Is it the only TV set in your house?
Why? There's one in the kitchen, for my mother. Another one is in the living room. And the third one is in my grandparents' room. They are the main TV viewers. They watch everything, from soap operas to political talk shows. They give them topics for discussions with friends.
You said a TV set for your mother is in the kitchen. What do you mean? Is it the only place where she can watch anything?
No, no, she just uses it as a talking background while she's cooking.
And what about the TV set in the living room?
We prefer using it as a monitor or a screen to watch videos or films online. By the way, it's the only way I watch films at home. It's great to choose whatever I like and watch it on our huge TV panel.
What is your favorite genre?
I like detectives, comedies. My favorite are thrillers.
Do you usually watch films alone?
Sometimes my friends join me. Then we buy popcorn and pretend to be sitting in the cinema.
Well, a few more questions.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello! This is the electronic assistant of the cinema club. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about cinema and films. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So let's get started. What would you rather do? Watch a film or read a book? Why?
What kinds of films do you prefer? What's your favourite film? Why do you like it? What characteristics should a person have to become an actor or an actress? Is it always good to be famous? Explain why. How can English help a person in their career as an actor in the future? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.